Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the creator and the purveyor of this mayhem. Somebody who's helped me with that all these years is our good friend Karen Kerrigan. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Karen, we got your 21st anniversary coming up in December. How about that?
Are we going to have an intergalactic party? Was that Andrew Sherman, by the way?
Yeah, that was our buddy Andrew. Absolutely. That was him. Leave it to him to say something like that. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, folks, sbecouncil.org. That's Karen's organization that she founded 20-plus years ago. Nobody does more for small business than she does. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. So we are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship, and focused on a range of policies and educational initiatives that will, you know, help to, enable more startup activity and healthy small business growth. So policy is a big piece of what we do, and there's always something happening in Washington, in the states, and throughout the world. And, you know, if it's an issue critical to small business, we are focused on it. And I would encourage people to visit the website, sbecouncil.org, sign up for our e-news, and get engaged with what we do, because what makes us powerful and influential is the entrepreneurs and small businesses.
And your financial support, folks. We're their customers, so please go there and you can join and make a contribution. You don't have to pay anything to enjoy their work and to benefit from their work right there on the website and whatever they do. But I encourage you to give them, you know, $25, $50, whatever you can do. I promise you it'll be a good investment. And I'm not doing anything I don't ask you to do. So, Karen, give us a report on what the president's been up to lately with regard to small business.
Well, he's been signing a lot of bills, I think, which is really terrific. Last week, he signed the Music Modernization Act, and we've been working on this for quite a long time with the music industry. It was great to go to a big party last Wednesday night with all these music people, and they know how to dance, and they know how to party, and there were some great songs that will now be protected, and the artists and the songwriters, the producers and the engineers that will all benefit from this act, because essentially it creates a modern, efficient and fair music licensing system for the digital age.
To protect the creators in the way that they weren't protected before.
Are fairly compensated, and pre-1972 artists and songwriters,
right,
because they were left out of this. So it's a terrific piece of legislation. It was needed. There had to be compromise made on everybody's side, and they did it. But people are happy, and this industry is dominated by small businesses.
Mm.
The engineers, songwriters, the artists. So this really is.
And you know what, Karen? With blockchain coming up, it's going to increasingly be that way, because I believe that cryptocurrency and blockchain over the next 20 years could almost put the publishers out of business. Because the individual will be able to create a work, and you can buy it, and you pay them directly, and everybody's happy. So I think that's going to be. So I'm so happy about this new modernization act that he signed. What else is he working on?
Well, the other thing that he signed, and then he's going to be signing. He did sign the Small Business Innovation Protection Act, which is a big bipartisan bill. Didn't get a lot of attention, but it's really aimed at helping small businesses safeguard their IP through expanded education and how to obtain patents. And it basically builds upon the outreach programs that are run by the SBA and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The SBDCs will be doing more training on IP and patents. The SBA will be more focused on this. And it's become increasingly important, right, that small businesses understand how to protect their IP, their brands, their secret sauce, you know, their copyrights.
Well, more and more of our leverage is intellectual property, folks. I mean, this is something that's been going on for decades. We're using less physical leverage. We're using more intellectual property, more digital leverage. And that's not going to get less. That's going to continue like it is. So these laws are very important. Hey, Karen, thanks for the good report. Come back soon and keep up the good work.
I will. And one more thing, you signed the opioid package pretty soon. That's really important to small business, too.
That's a big deal for our employees. Thank you, Karen. Keep up the good work. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. SBEcouncil.org. Go there and support them, folks. They can use your help. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.